This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
56% of job seekers say the biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications. This according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be lonely, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding that job that fits you. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location nearest you at expresspros.com. No fees for somebody seeking a job. Visit expresspros.com.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Damar Hamlin remains in intensive care in Cincinnati. No updates. May not get an update for a little while. We've had some members of the medical community who have offered up their expertise, and we appreciate that. And thank you again for the phone calls yesterday, for those who helped kind of round out the show to give us some insight into what happened, what will happen with Damar Hamlin. Those who made contributions to his foundation for Christmas gifts has been incredible, as they've raised close to $5 million, and he started out with a goal of $2,500. I hope he gets to see this. The outpouring there, and it's been remarkable. And they got a football game to play this weekend against the Patriots. Don't know if they'll make up that game against Cincinnati. My gut feeling is probably not. And we'll talk to Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end. He'll join us coming up here in a little bit. The Commanders are turning back to Taylor Heinicke as the starter for Sunday's season finale against the Cowboys. Rookie quarterback Sam Howell out of North Carolina slated to play as well. Not sure if Carson Wentz will suit up. ESPN reported that the Panthers owner, David Tepper, had a conversation with Jim Harbaugh about the opening that Carolina will have for their head coaching position. Now, ESPN said the conversation was not characterized as an interview. How do I have a conversation with you about our opening and that, according to reports, you have a sincere interest in, quote unquote, but it's not an interview? Did you talk about other things besides the coaching vacancy? And who leaked this information? If two people are in the interview or conversation, is this a phone call? Jim Harbaugh, David Tepper. So somebody had to tell a third party here. And that's where I'm always interested. Who leaked this? Why would you leak this? Okay. But the interviews can't officially start. This is why it wasn't an interview. It was an interview, but you can't interview somebody until after Carolina finishes their regular season. Steve Wilks has done a pretty good job. Imagine if they had won that division. Imagine if they had beaten Tampa Bay. Now all of a sudden, are you going to go, Steve, thank you. Some nice parting gifts here, but we're bringing in Jim Harbaugh. But it's a conversation, not an interview. By the way, if memory serves me correctly, Jim Harbaugh's last game was with Carolina. 2001? Does that sound right? I think that was that his last game? His career as an NFL player ended with Carolina 2001, signed mid-season, dressed for six games, never played a down for a team that went 1-15. Okay.
All right.
Jim Harbaugh coming back home? Question mark.
Question mark.
Yes. I think he's going to the NFL if he gets the opportunity. I do. By the way, you can get in touch, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app, and you can watch this show for free. That's our streaming partner and, of course, our radio affiliates around the country. Yes, Paul?
Do you think people who are like 20 years old realize Jim Harbaugh played quarterback in the NFL?
Probably not.
He had a nice career.
Wasn't he captain comeback there for a while?
With the Bears?
With the Colts.
Colts, yeah.
He didn't come back from anything other than a tongue lashing by Ditka.
He did make a Pro Bowl in 1995. Yeah. 17 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
And he also was on an episode of Saved by the Bell, the new class.
Oh, he was?
He was.
Oh, so that's your wheelhouse there.
Saved by the Bell is my wheelhouse, yes.
I think so. Yeah.
Him and Screech.
Let me see. Is Screech still with us?
No.
He's
not. Too soon.
Okay.
He's not?
No, he passed away last year.
Oh, okay.
Dustin Diamond?
Dustin Diamond.
Yeah.
I never watched an episode of Saved by the Bell.
You can ask Fritzy about it. He watched a bunch.
Yeah, I've seen pretty much every episode of it.
Yeah. I know the one guy had really great hair.
But blonde kid.
Yeah, he had great hair.
And Mario Lopez was a
Mario
AC
Lopez.
Slater.
Okay.
Walking around with the tank tops doing the weightlifting.
All right.
Zach Morris.
Oh, he had the great hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went as him as Halloween. For Halloween one year.
What?
I was Black Morris.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Are you allowed to do that?
Well, yeah. I didn't.
In your neighborhood, you can put on that wig? They'd let you wear that wig?
I think I just had, like, the wardrobe.
But what do your friends say
sweater
when you
vest.
Go, I got my blonde?
No, I'd have blonde hair or anything like that. I just had, like, the, you know, jean jacket.
I thought you had
80s.
Like, blonde hair wig there.
No, I didn't do that. Like, the big fake cell phone.
His buddy was AC Slater. His other buddy was Screech. So it's like they went as a group. Kelly Kapowski.
Okay. Tiffany Amber Thiessen, legend.
Oh,
legend.
Okay.
Legend.
Was she 90210 as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Respect.
I never saw an
Elizabeth
episode.
Berkeley in there?
Showgirls.
Oh. Yeah.
Showgirls.
Yeah.
No Showgirls 2. Why would no Showgirls 2?
I think they answered all the questions in Showgirls 1.
I figured they'd be on Showgirls 13
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
Fritzy had seen all of them.
Yeah.
Showgirls was something.
I never saw 90210. Never saw an episode of that. Did I miss anything?
Not much.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
You know a movie I stumbled upon, and I was only headed on for a minute. I don't even know the name of it. It's with Demi Moore, and she's a stripper. I never even heard of it before.
No, it's with Burt Reynolds.
With Burt Reynolds.
Oh, Striptease, I think.
Striptease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was nuts.
No, it's not a good movie.
No.
No.
It's a great movie.
But
no.
Let me tell you something. Demi Moore, there didn't need to be sound in that movie.
In her day.
She was on a run there.
Yes, she was.
Indecent Proposal.
Oh,
and then there was Striptease.
Was that Michael Douglas? Was
Robert Redford, I think.
Yes.
I think that was the one with
Woody
was
Harrelson.
The other one. The other one was with Michael Douglas where she was the boss.
Disclosure.
Yes.
They disclosed her a lot in that movie.
Yeah, they didn't disclose enough.
Indecent Proposal is Woody Harrelson.
Yeah,
they go to
Robert
Vegas.
Redford.
$1 million.
The
answer is yes.
That movie bummed me out. That bummed me out. Yeah, I didn't like it.
I got over it once I saw the movie.
Well, yeah.
I was signed up for the military after watching G.I. Jane, and I don't know if I was eligible anymore.
Even a few good men and women.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Demi Moore had a pretty good run.
She has a run like Brady where it's a 25-year run of greatness. It wasn't a short window, and it's still ongoing.
Not as much.
Easy.
She has a little Barry Bonds-ish, too. Two great Hall of Fame careers, one early, one late.
Oh, big change in the middle.
Some help in the middle.
Oh, yeah, she did get some help. Okay.
Yeah,
legally.
That's
sort
true.
Of the Barry Bonds of...
No accusations.
Yeah, yes, she... But it was legal,
yeah,
what she
yeah.
did.
When totally. She did it, it was legal.
Yeah,
so
those are
nothing.
Legal. Those are artificial enhancements, and those were legal.
I supported that decision.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
I don't know if it mattered to her.
She needed support for those decisions.
To me, more.
Thank you, Todd.
More. She used to be to me less. And, about last night, she was.
Oh, about last night. Yeah.
Great movie.
Great movie.
Yeah.
But she wasn't the best looking actor in that movie.
Rob Lowe. Gorgeous.
Did he have a lightning bolt earring?
Yeah. No, that was in.
St. Elmo's Fire.
St. Elmo's Fire.
Billy Hicks, the good saxophone player.
That was so bad.
You mean good?
Him as a saxophone player.
It was great.
Yeah. Yes, Todd.
And I was having trouble believing Rob Lowe had this big crush on Mayor Winningham. Was that St. Elmo's Fire?
They just
thought she was like the hottest thing. I couldn't follow that.
But it is a movie. I mean.
Yeah, you got to suspend a lot of disbelief. It's Rob Lowe, and I just didn't put those two together at all.
No offense.
Yeah, well, I liked Mayor. I thought she, you know, had a good personality.
She did.
Yeah,
she's a lot of fun.
Yes, well,
we almost had Demi Moore on this show. If you remember, when you were calling out her husband at the time, Ashton Kutcher, he filmed a video for us because you called Ashton Kutcher soft.
She filmed the video,
right,
of and, him.
Yeah, he's in the car. She's in the passenger seat. So she was technically made an appearance. On
yes,
car.
Because I called him soft. Why did I call him soft?
It was something to do with like being a Bears fan or something, or a.
Yeah, I remember saying that he was soft.
And he filmed a video. He goes, I'm hard. I'm not soft,
I'm
Dan
so
Patrick.
I'm so hard. We got to see if we can find that. Soft. But, she did videotape. No, you know what happened? She wanted advice for her fantasy team and reached out to me.
Really?
Yes.
That'd be the greatest email anyone's ever gotten.
Had nothing to do with football either. That's what was amazing. Yeah. Hey, can you help me out with my fantasy team? And I went, yeah? What do you need to know?
Fantastic.
Thank you, Todd.
Demi Moore.
Yeah. Yes, did she give me her number? Or, no, it was her email. And wanted me to reach out.
Want me to check your server, see if we still have it?
What?
Yeah. And I remember offering fantasy advice.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
Dang, yeah. Right, man.
Okay.
All right. I leave the SportsCenter set.
Still got it, player. Yeah.
Indecent Proposal 2.
Yeah.
Starring Dan Patrick.
Play on, player.
Thank you, Todd.
I don't know how we got on that topic. That
I don't know
great.
Either, but I'm glad we're on it. Saved by the Bell. That's how we got it. I wonder if anybody's kept track of, we start with this and we end up with that on this show. References. We've had some amazing ones. Ones where you go, just like we just did, how did we get here? I have no idea, but I'm glad we did. All right, we'll get some phone calls in here coming up. By the way, Aaron Rodgers was on with Pat McAfee yesterday, as he always is on Tuesdays, and he talked about DeMar Hamlin's injury and how it affected him. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
The three of you on the show, obviously you've all played, and I think we all feel the same way, whether you're currently playing or done playing, like you're shook about this because you just never thought you would see something like this on the field. It's bad enough when you see a guy getting carted off, right? That's like, that messes with you. Or you see a guy take a really bad concussive shot, right? And you're like, man, like, I don't want that to be me. Like, am I going to be able to have my cognitive function that I want at 50 and 60 and what kind of risk am I really setting myself up for? But this kid's 24 years old, right? You know, this really, it f***ed me up last night.
Yeah, all of us.
So that's Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee's show. DeMar Hamlin, the toy drive, that the goal was $2,500, has now topped $6 million. Robert Kraft donated $18,000. Matthew Stafford and his wife, $12,000. Tom Brady and Russell Wilson both have given $10,000. He started the toy drive in 2020 to help children in his hometown of McRees Rock, Pennsylvania. And they had the toys distributed at a local daycare center in December of 2020. But the GoFundMe page remained open, and hopefully he gets an opportunity to be able to realize all the generosity and all the people who do care about him. Let's see. What else do we have here? Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Dan. It's great to have you guys back. Go from Saved by the Bell to Demi Moore. Excellent job handling the all the traffic yesterday. Shout out to Tyler as well, just getting the right phone calls on. So, Hey, I have a take, being your West Coast best fan of the Panthers, maybe you're expert on the Panthers on the West Coast. I think they should go next year with Matt Corral and Sam Darnold. The worst they can do is maybe get Caleb Williams in the 2024 draft. Keep Steve Wilks, give him one more year, get up those picks and everything like that, and just, you know, leverage for 2024 to have a better year. And on that note, one other thing I'll leave you with is a cool stat from Donovan Mitchell is he had the least amount of field goals made and attempted in his 71-point game for the top 10 scorers of all time. Guys, have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you, Andrew. Thank you. Jacob in Colorado. Hey, Jake, what's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Danette, 6'4".
You okay?
You hear me?
Yeah. Did you fall down the steps?
No, I'm on a forklift in 12-degree weather.
Okay. Okay.
So I had to call in and correct you on something.
Oh, okay.
You said earlier in the show that Giannis had the most points without making a 3-point field goal. Karl Malone had 61 in 1990 against the Bucks with no 3-pointers.
Hmm. All right. Well, I got to get some of my best people on that.
Obviously, Dan.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with a forklift operator.
Dan. Not right now. Let me see.
Karl Malone at the loan.
Karl Malone at the loan shooting two. Do you have that stat line
there? Yeah, I got Jazz, Bucks, Jazz 144-96. Oh, the Bucks. Karl Malone, 21 of 26 from the field, 19 of 23 from the free throw line, 61 points, 18 rebounds, no 3-pointers attempted or hit, obviously.
Did you guys see this stat somewhere? Where the hell did I get this? About Giannis scoring 55. And it says 19.
I didn't see it come through.
Oh, wow.
I didn't.
You guys are kicking me to the curb here.
Okay. We don't know who sent it to you.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. I got to find this. I got to blame somebody.
I do see a stat in something that was sent our way.
You got it?
Giannis scored 55 points without making a 3-pointer, the most points by any player without making at least one three since the 3-point shot was added in 1979.
Mm. Do we want to name names who sent me that, Todd?
Do we?
Yeah, well,
usually a very reliable person.
Who do you trust more? People who give you stats on this show or Jim?
That's Jacob in Colorado running
Jacob
a forklift.
Colorado running
obviously,
a forklift.
Jacob's my new stat guy.
Yeah. Oh, Jacob.
He can lift heavy equipment and help the show with stat-wise.
Is that John Tuvey who...
Oh, wow. We're going there.
Dang.
No, I was just asking if that's the... You know, he's our stat guy. Did he send that to me, Todd?
I'm going to take the fifth on that.
John Uvey.
I have to send him a Dear John letter.
61 points for Karl Malone. No three.
Karl Malone at the lone shooting two. That's still one of my favorite stories. In Atlanta, Karl Malone at the line, and it's dead silence in the Omni, and then you hear the public address announcer, Karl Malone at the lone shooting two. And I went, wait, it's Karl Malone at the line, and nobody caught it. And I'm going, he just said Karl Malone at the lone shooting two. I went, damn, that's so good.
So good.
Yeah. Karl Malone at the lone shooting two. All right, we'll take a break. Our good buddy Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end, former Buffalo Bill, joins us next. Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. More phone calls coming up. You got the Lions and the Packers Sunday night. But if Seattle loses earlier in the day, then what's the scenario where the it won't matter what happens? If Seattle wins, then the Lions, it won't matter? I'm trying to think. Is there?
Let me ask research.
Maybe I should have discussed that before I turn on this microphone. Marv, do you have the scenario there with, is there a scenario where the game on Sunday night won't mean anything?
Seattle will win the, no, as a matter of fact, it's so long, it's a paragraph long.
Oh,
like,
no.
I have to get through it. Like Todd was saying this, he was like, look, I'd rather wait until the season's over and just let me know what the seedings are, because it is so, if they win, and if they win by a tie, if not a tie, or if they, you know,
moonwalk. These best case, worst case scenarios. Marcellus Wiley is set to join us, the former All-Pro defensive end and host of More To It podcast on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. Available wherever you listen to your podcast. This week, he tells us why LeBron's not loving the game the same as he used to, why Joe Burrow may cruise to another Super Bowl appearance, and why everyone says Happy New Year wrong. Where do you want to start with that? How about we get it wrong by not saying Happy New Year's?
Well, actually, that's how we get it wrong. Happy New Year's. Like, we're about to just go from 2022 to 2023, 2024, 2025. Like, it's only 1 year. And it caught me off guard, too. My wife was just eye-rolling me December 31st. I'm like, oh, walking up to everyone, Happy New Year's, Happy New Year's. She finally just tapped me on the shoulders like, you know you're getting that wrong. And I was like, what? And she was like, dude, are you trying to make New Year more than 1 year? And once I looked at it, of course, I didn't give her credit in the moment, but I had to take a step back. And now I'm just counting everybody who gets it wrong, including you, Dan. Happy New Year.
Yeah. Well, I say Happy New Year, but I was wondering when you were correcting people, then maybe I was getting it wrong by saying Happy New Year.
Not even confident in it. See, that's the point.
No.
I don't think we get it.
Yeah. Happy New Year. All right. Monday night, you're watching. What are you thinking as that play unfolds when you have the tackle by Hamlin with T. Higgins?
Woo, so much to unpack here. Let's take it live in the moment as I'm sitting on the couch with my 7-year-old son who loves football even more than I did as an active player. He's just all into it. We're watching it, and in live time, the way that T. Higgins turned upfield made me as a defender say, oh, like this was an abrupt change of what you anticipated. That is not placing blame on him. That's just saying, oh, this, you caught me off guard. Now, when he caught him off guard with the head, helmet, crown to the neck, head area, tackle, all of that force also, you're caught off guard, and it landed right on DeMar Hamlin. Fine. He jumps up. Only thing that happened to me in that moment was like, whoo, that would have caught me. That would have hurt me a little bit. Whatever. He pops up. Everything's fine. And then you realize everything's not fine. And what a tragic visual to see someone fighting for their life, not fighting in the NFL football sense for the next yard or the extra yard or for a touchdown, fighting to stay alive. And literally, I started crying. My son asked me two things in the moment. He's like, Dad, is he going to live? And then he follows that up by saying, Dad, I'm glad that didn't happen to you when you played football. And that's why I was crying, fighting it back to stay strong and show face for my family. But I really was emotional because I've taken thousands of hits. I've given thousands of hits. And to ever see that that can be the reality, because I've never seen that on the football field. I've never experienced the death of any player. That's actually a conversation in our home. My son always asks, Dad, has anyone ever died playing football? And I always say heat exhaustion, training camp, but no one's ever died playing football. And in that moment, that was in jeopardy.
What about the idea of continuing to play that game at any point? Did you sense that the NFL was leaving open that window?
Absolutely, they were. And this is going to sound harsh, but they should have had to contemplate leaving that window open. Let me tell you why. The example I have is my mother passed away when I was an active player, 2005. And I remember when she passed away, the first thing I thought is life would never be the same. I thought I would never stop being preoccupied with the loss of my mother. And then I also thought going to bed that night that the sun wouldn't rise. I also thought that the clouds would cover the whole planet. I just thought everything was going to be different. And you know what happened the next day? This is the moment where I realized you have to compartmentalize no matter what you're going through in tragedy. I had to go to the doctor. I had to go to the mortuary. I had to go to the florist. I had to start making plans. Point being, there is someone's job, no matter how they're emotionally affected, to still keep the train on the tracks. They are preoccupied with something else. I fast forward to my mother's funeral. People are cracking jokes. People are laughing like, what are you going to serve when we get back to the house? And everyone's in a different lane, affected emotionally, but different tasks at hand. It felt harsh for me even to think about that. But I was talking to my wife in the moment. I was like, you know, they have something to think about in this moment. Are they going to continue? Next man up mentality, or are they really going to stop this game? So it's not to say that they made the wrong or right decision. It meant that they had a decision to make.
Yeah, and I just wondered if they knew that Hamlin was going to be okay an hour later, and the players are still there, still in uniform, in their locker room. I wonder if they would have tried to squeeze that in.
Oh, absolutely. Like the bottom line interest was to continue to play that football game. The only thing that abrupted that was the fact that you didn't know how he was doing in terms of his condition. So when they started to look and say, oh, he fell down. Oh, he got a concussion. Whatever first steps, what you're thinking, the normal response. in that moment, the NFL is thinking, okay, you guys got a few minutes, probably go to the sidelines and we'll go back. But when it became a life and death situation without closure, the NFL finally had to suspend that game because they knew that those players couldn't come back to that field without closure. Any other injury we've seen, including concussion, including Tua, who stands up and then just passes out. When you have some form of closure or understanding of what's going on, you can proceed. But when you don't, obviously the NFL made the right choice finally, and they had to suspend it.
He's Marcellus Wiley, the former All-Pro defensive end and host of the podcast More To It, available on the Dan Patrick Podcast Network. You start to look at a couple other things with, you mentioned Joe Burrow. Like, what is it about Joe Burrow that you're seeing that shows or proves last year was not a one-off? This is who he really is.
Yes, between the ears with Joe Burrow, man. He has all the talent in the world, but it's more so his moxie, his mentality. You know how they started off this season, 0-2, started slow. And Joe Burrow is just someone you can hang your hat on. I think this team rallies around him, and more so, they believe in him because he believes that he can overcome all adversity. And that's what I'm seeing from this team. Like, they're greater than the sum of its parts. And they're a talented team, but they play even greater than that because of their belief system. It seems like there are 52 guys that believe in Joe Burrow, and he believes that he can conquer all. And when you have a leader like that, you start to feel invincible. You start to feel like, okay, I could do everything because I'm in connection, osmosis, with the guy who can do it all. So,
but is
Joe Burrow scary because you can never count him out.
Is the opposite going on in Denver?
Yes and no. We were warned about Russell Wilson, and no one wanted to believe it and buy into it fully. We heard from teammate after teammate that he lacked leadership, authenticity. We heard from teammate after teammate that he's not the guy that we think he is. And I think we took that in terms of personality only, but some guys were actually saying, oh, he's not the baller you think he is. Top defense his first 4 years, top defenses usually, great running game, Pete Carroll. And I think now we're starting to realize, oh, we may should have given more credence to some of those conversations. But you know what they did in Seattle? They just cleaned the locker room of anybody who disagreed with Russell Wilson cooking. And now we're starting to realize maybe that wasn't the smartest decision. He lands in Denver. You have a first-year head coach. I'm sure he's trying to grind the same, checking all the same boxes. But when you don't have that in you, guys who don't have success with you are going to be sitting there doubting. Guys are going to be sitting on the outside saying, you got to bring me in if you're Russell Wilson, because your reputation is one thing. It preceded you, but it's not going to help lead me. And I think that's where we are right now in the crossroads of Russell Wilson having to galvanize, having to start this train and this momentum again, instead of carrying and riding with what he had in Seattle.
I mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, and it sounded crazy to say it, but I still firmly believe it, that I needed less Aaron Rodgers for the Green Bay Packers to be successful. I needed the running game, and I needed the defense, and I needed Aaron Rodgers to come up with a couple of big plays. I just didn't need him to be the epicenter here. And maybe I'm crazy in saying that. It just feels like they're a better team when they run the football. That defense has stepped up, and then Aaron can now make a couple of throws with those young receivers.
I see where you're coming from, and I get it. At certain times, you need all Aaron Rodgers, especially early in the season, even in failure. You know why? With a roster full of guys who, especially in the receiving core, who are really trying to get their bones, they need Aaron Rodgers to take those hits for them, need to be the leader that he is. But then what you're talking about is later in the season, those guys have to be so inspired and encouraged that they're actually productive, that they actually step up in a leadership role. So you basically got to activate those guys, but you got to be the first act if you're Aaron Rodgers. And I've been on teams like that before, when you're like looking around, Junior Seau, Bruce Smith, somebody has to break the glass, and then we all can go run through and get what we want. And it's a situation where Aaron Rodgers, I think early in the season, he just had to go out there and show all these guys, hey, you can take your lumps. We can fall down. We will get back up. and you will stay alive even in defeat. Now those guys believe that they have the experience and they have that leadership.
You mentioned on the podcast why LeBron's not loving the game the same. Why?
Yeah, LeBron James came out and said that playing basketball without winning is not in his DNA anymore. And on the surface, that sounds amazing. That sounds like a true winner. Like, oh, Jordan, look out. LeBron only plays when he wants to win, and he is winning. Then you take a step back, you know, like the old adage. No, it doesn't matter how smart you are if you don't stop and think. And you stop and think about that. You say, wait a minute. Are you still in love with the process? Well, the results will make you think he is. Okay, are you still in love with your individual success and putting up 27-6? The results say you are. But then you start to realize, wait a minute, you're saying you don't love what you're doing unless there's team success. Does that matter if you are not having individual success? Does that even play into how you're approaching the game, processing the game, and preparing for the game? So I thought that that, even though it was supposed to be a hard stamp of I'm a winner or else, made me actually question a little bit more about LeBron James and how he's getting to this place. I know he's balling out of control, but sometimes the results can make us think different than the process.
And you know how this game is played, the media game and topics that you have on a show. And I was wondering, why is it that Kawhi Leonard doesn't get criticized? Anthony Davis does. You know, he plays for the Lakers. If Kawhi played for the Lakers, then he would probably get criticized. I think the reason why he doesn't get criticized for not playing is he plays for the Clippers. I mean, is it that simple? If Anthony Davis played for the Clippers, he would not receive anywhere near this attention. And they're a better team than the Lakers.
Well, Anthony Davis didn't receive his attention in New Orleans either.
No.
And I get what you're saying to the point. As I look at my Clippers chair over there, I'm going to defend my team in a weird way. Have you ever noticed this dynamic? The team that loses in the Super Bowl feels worse than the team that didn't even make the playoffs. I've seen that 1,000 times. I felt that. I've never been in the Super Bowl, and I've been on teams that didn't make the playoffs. And then I talked to my boy who lost the Super Bowl, and he's dead. And I'm like, dude, I ain't even get a shot. I think that's happening with Anthony Davis versus Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard taps out. He's absent from those moments that we're so hypercritical. So we're not hypercritical of him. He doesn't even jump in. It's almost like the world is saying, you're better off not trying than trying and failing. And I see that happening a lot more in terms of the criticism, in terms of the spotlight on the guy.
Always great to talk to you. Appreciate your insights. Thank you.
All right. Take care, D.
That's Marcellus Wiley, former All-Pro defensive end and host of More To It, Dan Patrick Podcast Network. All right. So the Lions need a win coupled with a Seahawks loss or a tie against the Rams this weekend to make the playoffs.
Well, so the Lions just can't win their way in.
No.
They need help.
They need a win and a Seahawks loss or tie against the Rams. Packers are in. They win, they're in. So we cleared that up. Yes, Mark.
So if the Seahawks win, the Lions just are just playing just to play.
Yeah. Yes. That's how you make Sunday night meaningless. I thought there was a scenario there. But then I think Dan Campbell said, look, we're playing to get in or we're going to play spoiler here. Because the Packers still need to win. All right, let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today, and good luck. Oh, we have a clarification. We have an update. I gave you an unbelievable stat that was incorrect. That Giannis getting 55, that's the most points without making a three-pointer since 1979 when they first introduced the three-point shot in the NBA. No, it's not. It's the wrong stat of the day. I'm finding that, according to our researcher, our great researcher, our former researcher, John, just kidding, Todd.
JK.
He should have said, while attempting... without making a three since 2000, not 1979, because there have been several players who've scored at least 55 without the benefit of a three-pointer. LaMarcus Aldridge, Jermaine O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal, Tom Chambers, and Karl Malone at the lone shooting two.
Stat of the day, stat of the day.
Here's one. At least I think this is right. The last player to score at least 55 points while not making a three-pointer was 1988. He did not make a three-pointer. Yes, Paul.
Oh, I might be early on this one. David Robinson?
Nope. Marv?
Was he a big man? Was he a guard?
Marv, to answer the question.
Charles Barkley?
No. It was Michael Jordan. Perhaps you've heard of
Maybe
him.
Maybe you've heard of him.
He had 59 points, 0 for 1 from three-point range. Yes, Todd?
Are you going to preface every time you get information from our friend? No, I think this is right, and then share the...
I kind of like our amazing stat of the day that turned out not to be true, though. I think that's got a nice ring to it.
Could you replay the Utah Jazz finish last night? Because the color analyst did his job last night as Utah almost beat Sacramento at the buzzer.
Baseball outlet marketing catch launches. Good! It's going! Howie Hartley on the left side! On a catch and throw to the hoop! Will it count? The crowd's going crazy. The Jazz are jumping on Lowry. The officials have to decide if it's going to count. It would.
No good.
Somebody's got to teach him some theater.
No
some
good.
Some drama. No good.
He's got comedy down.
Yeah, he's got timing down.
Do okay. you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. I see.
Better call, that one or darts?
Oh, the darts competition was unbelievable yesterday. The World Dart Competition in England, I believe.
Call is phenomenal.
It is. It's wonderful. Do we have a little bit of that? Okay.
To find a breaker throw in this set if he wants to level up the World Championship final. Michael van Gerwen is in any mood to give him a sniff.
How's the sound of the darts that loud?
Finishing. I put the microphone up there.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
In this game, he's going to be key. You can tell by the way they're scoring, there may be nothing in it. They may both be on nines. Michael may miss and Michael may hit. They're both on nines. They're both on a nine. This is insane. Come on now. Wow, the world championship.
It's packed. It's packed in there.
And the world final just misses double 12. Over to you, Michael Smith.
Okay, Michael Smith to close it out.
I've never seen the like. Come on, bully boy. Yes, double 12.
Ready to go to a bar. Let's go.
I can't spike.
You said the craziest thing you'll ever see in your life.
Now, I don't know about that. Yes, Todd. Or yes, Paul.
Michael Six Pints Smith on the win.
Oh, and it's packed. People showing up for the dart competition there. Do we have Kobe from 2018? When I ask him if you'd rather score 81 or 60, well, the question's there. Here's a question I thought of yesterday. If I said, now, you did both of these, but if I said you could only have one on your resume, you could get the 81, or you could get the 60 in your last game. You have to pick between those two. You only get one.
Oh, man. I'd probably go with the 81, because we were like one game out of making the playoffs that year. So we literally needed every single game to get into the postseason. So if we had dropped that one, I think we would have been in serious jeopardy of missing the playoffs that year. So I'll go with the 81.
See, I'm surprised. I thought he said 60, that you close out your career with a 60-point game. But he said he'd take the 81. It's nice to have the options of going, hey, which one would you like? You scored 60 in your final game, or you scored 81 in a game.
Tuvi misremembered that.
So. Yeah. Wow.
Way too soon.
Wow.
Calling a Tubi.
Yeah. That's a blink Tubi.
Yeah.
That.
He's our great researcher.
I think this is right, but here's a stat.
Yeah. Right-ish.
Yeah. You know, we're close. We're not. It might be correct. Commanders are going to go back to Taylor Heinicke in the game against the Cowboys. And the rookie Sam Howell is slated to also get some action as well. Speaking of somebody who doesn't get action, Todd, what did you learn today?
How true. It appears Carson Wentz's days with the Commanders are over and possibly his career as an NFL starting quarterback.
Seton O'Connor.
Chris Sims ain't scared.
No, he's not.
Nope.
Especially of ESPN. Marvin, what'd you learn?
Omar's coming, Chris.
Omar coming. Omar coming. Paulie, what did you learn?
Chris versus Orlovsky. I want to see it.
Todd, what did I learn?
You think Jim Harbaugh is done in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I do. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards. We could talk about how with Discover, redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. And that's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support for Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. This has been the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.